This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
I was just watching that Ethan Hawke movie about jazz great and jazz mess Chet Baker. The performances are great. Interestingly, the creators chose not to use Baker's original recording, so they redo the songs, with Hawke doing his best to re-sing the vocals. Music in movies and TV can cost a fortune. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports on the money behind the sound.
There's a reason you rarely hear the Beatles on television. Licensing their music costs a fortune. Mad Men reportedly paid $250,000 for the rights to use Tomorrow Never Knows in Season 5. Turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream. And you can be sure HBO shelled out plenty to open the most recent episode of Vinyl with this. Here comes the sun. But most TV shows and films don't have a Beatles-sized music budget.
With these smaller shows, the budgets are very low for music. It's the last thing that gets paid for.
That's entertainment attorney Ben McLean. He says music rights can cost nothing for a band looking for exposure to $1 million for a classic track that everyone knows. Deals more typically range from $500 to $25,000. But virtually everyone, he says, is a negotiation that depends on a whole range of variables.
Say it's a TV show and it's on CBS at 8 o'clock at night when everybody's watching the highest ratings. That's worth a lot more.
The length of the clip matters. So does whether the song is being played in the background or foreground. And if you hear a character in a show singing all about that bass instead of Meghan Trainor,
they probably saved half because there's two copyrights. There's the song copyright, the words and the music. And then there's the master recording of the song.
Another cost cutter? Say a director wants reggae, but can't afford Bob Marley, she can use a similar sounding track by a lesser known artist. But there's another strategy movies and shows try when they really want a song.
If you don't have a big budget, what do you have? You have art. You have a story. My job is to go and be the ambassador for the story, not the ambassador for the budget.
That's music supervisor Tracy McKnight. She's worked on The Hunger Games, Adventureland, the TV series Outsiders. She describes her job as part art and part commerce, which can mean managing the expectations of producers and directors. Sometimes, she says,
you have to turn around to them and say, okay, that may be unrealistic. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to speed dial Prince to get you a song for $250.
But it doesn't stop her from trying. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
It's raining purple money, I think.